Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast for the big news story. My name is Amit and today we discuss Bhadra Sinha's report, NewsClick founder not informed of grounds of arrest, clandestine exercise, what Supreme Court order said. The arrest of NewsClick founder and editor-in-chief Prabir Purkayast was a blatant attempt to circumvent the due process of law, depriving him of the opportunity to avail his lawyer's service to oppose police custody remand, defend himself and seek bail, the Supreme Court said Wednesday. This and more procedural lapses by the Delhi police pushed the Supreme Court to declare Purkayast's arrest as illegal. A bench of justices B.R. Gavai and Sandeep Mehta said the police should have communicated to Purkayast the grounds of his arrest, which, it added, was his constitutional right under Article 22(1). Arrested on 3 October last year under the Anti-Terror Law, the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, Purkayast was remanded in police custody a day later. He legally challenged his arrest and subsequent police remand, contending that he was not informed as to why the Delhi police's special cell took him into custody. Moreover, he was not given an opportunity to reach his lawyer during the remand hearing. After the Delhi High Court rejected his plea 13 October, the senior journalist then moved the apex court against the UAPA case. The judges emphasized upon the safeguard enumerated in Article 22(1) of the Constitution to hold that a person arrested for any offense has a fundamental and statutory right to be informed in writing about the grounds of arrest. A copy of such written grounds has to be furnished as a matter of course and without exception at the earliest, the bench asserted. The purpose of furnishing this information is to enable the arrested person to consult, advocate, oppose police custody, remand and seek bail. Ordering Purkayast's release, the top court said, though it would have preferred to release him without furnishing bonds or security, he was directed to do so given the police charges filed against him. This means that Purkayast will continue to face trial in the funding case and can possibly be arrested by the police upon their exercising powers as per the due procedure of law. The special cell lodged the UAPA FIR against Purkayast on 17 August last year. The anti-terror law was in addition to various sections drawn from IPC. He was arrested on the evening of 3 October and was sent to police custody for 7 days on 4 October at 6 a.m. in the morning. According to the FIR, a large amount of funds to the NewsClick allegedly came from China to disrupt the sovereignty of India and cause disaffection against the country. It also alleged Purkayast conspired with a group, People's Alliance for Democracy and Secularism, to sabotage the electoral process during the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Purkayast argued that the remand order was manipulated as it recorded the presence of his lawyer during the hearing of police application, whereas there was none. The lawyer's appearance was noted after the judge spoke to his lawyer over the phone, he added. Appearing for the NewsClick founder, senior advocate Kapil Sibbal pointed to multiple violations of the law made in his arrest. NewsClick has challenged the ED case before the Delhi High Court, which in June 2021 stayed the proceedings and granted Purkayast protection from arrest. The UAPA FIR, Sibbal pointed out, was not given to his client until arrest and remand. Citing the Pankaj Bansal judgment as well as Article 22(1), Sibbal said, Purkayast was not informed either orally or in writing about the grounds of arrest. He pointed out that his client's lawyer was informed officially about the arrest an hour after Purkayast was remanded and that too over WhatsApp. Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju opposed Purkayast's arguments and said the arresting officer could not be expected to ensure compliance of the Pankaj Bansal judgment as the FIR copy came into public domain hours after the arrest and remand were made. Moreover, there were significant differences in the language employed in the Section 19 of the PMLA and Section 43A and 43B of the UAPA, and thus the law laid down in Pankaj Bansal cannot aid the accused, Raju appeared for the police said. As for Article 22(1) argument, he said the provision does not mandate that the grounds of arrest or detention should be conveyed in writing to the accused. He rejected the charge that Purkhayest's lawyer was not informed about the arrest, saying the advocate transmitted a written objection against the plea for police custody over WhatsApp through a head constable. This, he said, was taken note by the remand judge in the order. The main bone of contention that arose for the court's consideration was whether the arrest memo served to Purkhayest contained the column regarding grounds of arrest. In this regard, the top court held that the computerized form, which was presented as the arrest memo, indicated the formal reasons for which the accused was being arrested. Thank you for listening. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from the print.